Hey everyone, it's Dr. Jonathan Lotson here, and I'm so excited to have this opportunity to share with you. If you haven't joined us before, you are in for a treat, and I want you to know that what you're about to hear is about to change your life. Your leadership journey is about to go to new heights. It's about to go to new levels because of you, because you have taken the time to listen, to learn, and to equip yourself to be even better, to be even greater, to really influence those who you are around to be the very best leader that you can be. I hope you're ready, because I'm ready. So without further ado, let's get prepared. Let's tune in so that we can grow and fulfill the mandate that we have on our life to be great, exceptional, awesome leaders. Let's go.
To be joining you on this morning to share with you. And so as we normally do, I'm going to share briefly what we talked about last week and then get right into our discussion for today. So last time we talked, we dealt with ego part two. And so we dealt with some things with our ego prior to that, about the healthy. This time we talked about the things we want to be mindful of. And so we want to look at what the negative things are that arises, what we're going to do when they arise, rather, when our ego begins to show up. All right. And so what we're going to do today, we're going to be talking about systems to focus, systems to focus. I know I am not the only one on here this morning. And if you're watching this a little later, perhaps the afternoon, who loses focus from time to time. It is something that is just natural. Losing focus, it is a part of life. And if you are a leader, most leaders, generally speaking, have a great mind, and a great heart, a big heart, who desire to do this and that for everyone and do all the good that they can. And so it is natural for a leader to lose focus from time to time. And it's not possible, even though we have so many great people here who are saying that they multitask. If you're a multitasker, if that is you, just let me know as I'm going. And so we have some people who claim that they're multitaskers, but I'm here to let you know that no matter what, multitasking is just something that we cannot do. We can't do it effectively. It just doesn't happen that way. We have families. We have so many things going on. Some of us have school, some of us have jobs, and the list goes on and on. And things are constantly trying to get our attention all the time. Things are constantly trying to get us to lose focus. And it's not a bad thing. As I stated earlier, losing focus, it is natural. No one in the world can stay focused on things 24/7, every single day, all of the time. It's just impossible. Nobody can stay focused on everything at one time or on anything for the existence of the time of the day. And so I want you to keep in your mind, first and foremost, that it's natural. And like I talked about a couple of weeks ago, we talked about the fact that we have limits. When we dealt with emotionally healthy leadership, that component, we dealt with the reality that we all have limits. And one of the limits that we have is our inability to remain focused on a thing all of the time, okay? It is just impossible. And so we want to keep in our minds that we have limits, but limits are not bad things. Matter of fact, limits are, they shine light on things and they allow us to see where we need assistance on and what we need to do to support our limits and to make sure that the structure is secure. All right. And so our limitations is our ability to make structures to help us to focus. And so, as I stated earlier, it is natural to focus. I want you to keep that in your mind. It is natural to focus. It's impossible to focus on something 100% of the time. Okay. So it's natural to lose our focus. Also, we have limits. And so losing your focus here and there, it is inevitable. I want you to keep that in your mind. However, because we have limits, we don't just say, oh, okay. We can't just use that speech. But we have to say, okay, because I have limits, because it's natural, I need to put something in place to help me to remain focused. And so I want to just highlight a couple of things to you that I think will help you. One thing I want you to keep in your mind, one thing that's going to be helpful for you, is to let you know about this myth of multitasking. That's the first thing I want to highlight. And then the second one, I want to share something in which I think will be a good system for you to adopt. Okay. So let's go right into it. So the first thing, again, I want to highlight, and I know that so many people struggle with this from time to time, but I want to let you know that you must kill the myth of multitasking, the ability to multitask, to say that you are a master at multitasking. I want you to kill that because it is a myth. It is not possible to focus on two things of importance. Yes, you can do small little things here and there, but some will even claim or argue if that's really multitasking or not. If you're not having to really put any effort into doing anything, but if I'm talking about things of importance, things that are really meaningful, you cannot do two things at the same time of importance. Scientists would even suggest, listen to this, scientists would suggest that a human brain cannot perform two tasks that require high level brain function at once. And so it is even in the science world, it has been studied, it has been proven that our brains we're just not able to do so. And so we have to make sure that because our brains are not able to multitask, that we set aside times in which we can do certain things. And so because multitasking is something that cannot happen, it is not really a good practice, it is really ineffective. Because of that, there's some things that we must keep in mind. One thing that we can keep in mind is to set times or even set days aside for when you will work on particular things, okay? Especially for those who have so many things going on in their lives. It's good, it is great to set aside time in your day or to set aside a whole day if need be to deal with certain things of importance, because it's more about consistency. And so if we get in a rhythm in our lives, okay, that we're going to do this part on Mondays, we're going to do work on this on Friday, we're going to do this in the beginning of the day, in the afternoon, we'll do this. When we are consistent about what we are doing, we are able to really go down and do great things. And so we'll be able to go down the line, go down life, go through life and do great things because we get in a rhythm. We began to get ourselves into a place in which this is just who we are. This is just our days. This is our weeks. This is how we get things done, opposed to just sporadically just trying to throw things in there, here and there and the other. And so it's very important that we set aside time or set aside days in which we could do whatever we need to do. When we think about our time, we must think about our time in relation to a budget. And so what I mean by that, we talked about some currency must-haves a couple of weeks ago, and we talked about how money and your time, how they're so similar. And so when we come to thinking about money, if I just use that for analogy real quick, we deal with money. It's important for us to budget our money. You know, even if it's your business, if you're an entrepreneur, wherever the case may be, it's important for you to budget your money, but we can't stop there because it is just as important to budget your time, because that's how we have space and opportunities to deal with people who waste our time, to deal with things that waste our time, because we haven't budgeted our time. And it's like when we think about money, again, it's really hard if we budget our money to do this, this, and this, to randomly spend it on something because we've already budgeted for something else. And so just like that, how we do it with our money, we have to keep in mind that we must do that with our time. You are leaders. You are persons who are entrepreneurs. You are business owners. You are starting business. You're creatives. Wherever you may find yourself, you're in a great place. However, you must guard your time. You must guard your craft. And the way to do so is to We see to say, no, I don't have time for that, or I don't have the time to do that. You're not lying, because you actually sat down and you decided, No, I'm going to spend this much of time. I'm spending this much time on this, that, or the third. And so we have to keep that in mind. We have to budget our time like we budget our money and take it serious, because that's what it's going to take to get to our next level. Okay. And so since losing focus, since that is something that is natural, is bound to happen, it is inevitable. We have to, as I've stated earlier, we have to put systems in place to make sure that we have something to help us to stay focused. It is inevitable, again, for us to lose focus. And so since you know you're going to lose focus, you need to put parameters in place to make sure that you can stay focused. And one way to do so is to commit, first of all, commit to stop multitasking. We just talked about how multitasking is not real. It doesn't work. We have to commit to stop multitasking, because it's not going to get us anywhere. Okay. The next thing we have to do is we have to realize that the saying that perfect makes practice, we have to get that out of our mind. Instead, we must transform our minds to say accurate practice equals perfection. And so practice doesn't make perfect, but perfect practice or accurate practice makes perfect. And what I mean by that is we have to stop allowing ourselves to continuously drift, continuously lose our focus, whatever it may be. It may be on a task. You may be losing focus in your life overall. You may be losing focus in your business, wherever you may find yourself. Wherever you are losing focus in your life, you have to make sure that you instantly pull yourself back in, because you are training your mind. You are training your business. You're training everything around you to live and to exist in a space in which there's a lack of focus. And we can't do that, because for those who are watching and you have others under you, it is very important that we don't make a habit of losing focus, because it actually becomes a part of the culture. And we haven't really dealt with culture in the mornings just yet, but it's something that we will deal with, because your culture is very important. That's what's going to take you to the next level. That is what's going to help you to stand apart. And that is what's going to help you to get to your next. Andy Stanley, he has this thing about not trying to be better, but to recognize that you're different. And when we have a difference in our lives, in our ministry, in our businesses, that's what helps us to stand out. And in order to really stand out, to really hone in on your differences, it's important that you do not create a culture in which everybody loses focus or has a habit or of being comfortable in the midst of a non-focused culture. If you're not focused, you're not going anywhere. And if you're not going anywhere, that means that there are people who are not being blessed by your giftings. There are organizations who are not being blessed by your ability to reach and to touch them. And the list goes on and on and on, okay? So perfect practice is what it's going to take to make things perfect and to make things better. So the instant, the very moment in which you begin to lose focus, that is when you need to pull yourself back in and to say, all right, this is what I'm going to do. I got to get realigned. I have to get myself back together. I remember when I was taking a couple of piano lessons in D.C., and when I was there, I really had to struggle with something, because I had the habit of practicing at home. And then if I messed up, they said, keep on going, especially growing up in the church. That's the thing. You know, if you stop, everybody's going to know that you made a mistake, but just keep on going. No one's going to know. And I had that mentality in my mind for a very long time. I went to a piano lesson in D.C. one time, and this guy who was teaching me, he said, hey, man, you messed up. Why? You need to stop and go back. And I explained to him my philosophy. No, you got to keep on going. If you keep on going, no one will know. And he had to break this down to me. He said, listen, Jonathan, practice does not make perfect, but perfect practice makes perfect. And so you are training your mind to do this wrong and to keep going. And so you have to stop when you mess up. Or when you go off the page and you're going to the left, you have to stop. You got to start again. So in that like fashion, we have to do that. And when it pertains to our focus, when we lose focus, we don't just keep on going and just say we'll get it right whenever we get it right. But we have to instantly stop, get realigned, and get back to it. Because once we get into a rhythm in which we pull ourselves back every time we lose focus, that will become the norm for us. And if it becomes the norm for us, those who are watching us, it will become the norm for them. And you cannot expect others under your leadership to get themselves together when they lose focus if you, the leader, do not do the same. And so I want you to keep that in your mind, keep that in your heart and your spirit. And I want you to know that it is imperative for you to create systems to make sure that you do not lose your focus, or rather, when you lose your focus, you have a system in place to get you back together. And so that's just one thing you can do. You yourself put yourself back together. Another thing is, as you budget your time, that helps you by looking at your time budget to see, okay, what am I supposed to be doing at this moment? And bring that, help that, allow that to help you to bring yourself back into alignment, bring yourself back into focus. And so there's a list of things that we can do. And if you are a leader and you have some ideas, go ahead and put them in the comment section, because I'm sure that it will be a blessing to others who will watch it. And it'll be a blessing to me. I love to learn and I love to adopt some new things, some new practices into my life. So if you have any ideas, feel free to just go ahead and leave them in the comment section, and we'll read them and we'll take them and we'll adopt them and personalize it so that we can be our best selves. All right. I hope and pray that you enjoyed our time this morning. And as always, we have two more things to do. And that's one, our homework and the closing prayer. And so for what I want you to do is I want you to identify what you will forfeit if you don't have a system to stay focused. I want you to consider that question, and I want you to deal with this with some time and with some effort. Identify what you will forfeit if you don't have a system to stay focused. Because sometimes, unless we have a why for doing something, we won't do it. I talked a while ago about if we don't set a time to do something, we won't do it. That's true. However, I want to add to that and say, if we do not have a why, then 9 times out of 10, we won't do what we need to do. So I want you to keep that in your mind. I want you to identify what you will forfeit, what you will miss out on, what you will lose, what you will be able to, what you will completely miss if you do not have a system to stay focused. I want you to keep that in your mind and take that into consideration. All right, and let us close out in prayer. God, in Jesus' name, I thank you so very much for this time, this opportunity to share with your people. I pray that you help us all to stay focused. Help us, oh God, to put systems in place to stay focused. Help us, oh God, to be intentional about being focused. Because when we're intentional about our time and remaining focused, I really believe that you'll take our time, you'll take our efforts, and you'll multiply our success. And God, I'm believing and trusting you to do great things in the lives of your people. Those who are watching right now, oh God, bless them and strengthen them and help them, oh God, to value the importance of staying focused and help them to know that you're going to maximize their efforts. And I thank you, God, right now for the great things that you're going to do in them, through them, and by the works of their hands. I declare and I decree that today is going to be a day of extreme focus and extreme productivity and time management like never before. It's the time, it's the season to do great things, to do better things, and to get on with being successful. You have great things in store for us. And God, we're gonna do all we can to stay focused so that we can get to the prize that you have for us, the great things that you have for us. And God, we're believing and trusting you, and we count it as done. And God, we thank you for all things. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Again, hope you have an awesome day. And if you guys have any ideas in which all of us can stay focused, like I said, go ahead and put them in the chat, because we're going to lose focus from here and there. We're going to lose it, but we have to create systems to pull ourselves back in. Again, I hope and pray that you enjoyed our time this morning. And if there's anything you want me to talk about specifically, feel free to just send me a message or email info@jonathanlotson.com. Or just get in touch with me, however you can. And I love to add that to the rotation so we can talk about some things that are burning and touching you on the inside. Again, thank you so much.
Hey, I really hope that you enjoyed our podcast on today. If you know any leaders out there who are looking for something that could make them think, that can encourage them and inspire them on their leadership journey, please invite them to tune into this podcast and make sure that you are subscribing so that you will instantly be aware of everything that is coming on this podcast. And trust me, you want to be connected to us and to this podcast. Listen, if I can be of any assistance to you, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. You can email me at info@jonathanlotson.com, or you can go to my website, jonathanlotson.com, and there you will find the various ways in which we can connect. If you are in need of coaching, let me know. If you or your organization, your church, your ministry, or what have you, is in need of consulting, please contact me so we can get together so that we can journey through life together and be the best leaders that we can be. Make sure you follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Dr. Jonathan Lotson, and I look forward to the next podcast. And until then, make sure that you are fulfilling your mandate that God has given you for this world, for this time. Peace and blessings. Have an awesome, splendid, fabulous day. God bless.